Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, if you're looking to get offended by the word muyuk, you've come to the right place.
And lest you think the word bite is not spelled B-Y-T-E, of course it is.
Sure it is.
Dad.
All right, it's. We also want to hear, we got another hour to go, obviously, so we want to hear from people that have fallen for hoaxes and myths and urban legends. You know what a myth is in computers that we hear all the time? People think that, oh, absolutely, you got to buy the fastest processor. That's the best computer, the one that has the highest megahertz.
It is the fastest computer.
And we tell people, if you buy the highest megahertz, it's probably going to megahertz.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt today's program, but for those of you on the left side of the aircraft, you should have a real good view of a Cybertard.
Wow.
All right.
So is that Cybertard better than Muyuk?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll see. Anyway, do not buy computers solely on the processor speed. And in fact, if you're comparing a 2 gigahertz to a 2.2 gigahertz processor, well, a 2.2 is obviously faster.
Remember when we used to have to talk about megahertz?
Megahertz. Gigahertz.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Back in the old days.
Well, if you do the math on that, 2.2 versus 2, it's the difference in processing performance is...
10%?
Less?
No.
Like 3? Less, maybe?
It's something ridiculous.
And if you pay significantly, if you pay $12 more, fine. If you pay $150 more, you got ripped off.
Yeah.
You got jacked.
If it's a few bucks more, great, but don't waste money on getting the fastest processor out there. First of all, if you're on the bleeding edge of technology, get the fastest thing out there, then, you know, you're going to pay big dollars.
And there are a few of you out there who need that extra speed for what you do. You know who you are, and obviously that doesn't apply to you. You're probably not even listening because you think we're stupid anyway.
We're not talking to you.
And if you want to have more money than brains, please bring that money to me, and I'll help you spend it wisely.
Well, if you're a gamer, that's a good point. If you're doing a lot of video editing or that kind of thing, you want to look at other components besides the processor, because the processor is the fastest part of the computer. It's going to outperform everything else anyway. So if you've not bolstered up your hard drive and given yourself lots of memory, RAM alama ding dong, I guess we call it.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't taken care of those things and you're spending all your money on a fast processor, you've made the wrong call.
Yeah, you're going to have a fast brain with a slow body.
Yeah, ooh.
Brain, ooh, that's a good
brain and body.
Thinking.
It's like I'm 80 but I still want a wakeboard.
You could.
Yeah, maybe.
I know. I went skiing with this lady that's kind of like my grandmother.
Yes.
Like, but not.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to snowboard, and they wouldn't rent her a snowboard because she was 67 years old.
Yes.
And so she had me rent it, and then she went and used it.
Oh, you're so radical.
Dude, she was tearing it up.
She's cutting it up, huh?
67-year-old lady cruising down the slope,
so
tearing it up.
She clearly had a fast processor and plenty of RAM and a big hard drive.
I don't know if I'd say that to her face.
All righty, then.
Let's go to Joe in Gilbert, who has a problem that lots of us have about pop-ups and more pop-ups.
It's the whole show last week was dedicated to this. Apparently, we missed it.
Apparently, we did.
Okay, Joe, what's your question?
Well, it's that messenger service.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Oh, good. How do I get rid of those dirty, rotten scoundrels?
Go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and you'll see the archives. You'll see last week's show. You'll be able to hear last week's show and see all the links. You can see the column I wrote that was in last week's Tribune papers. They give you the step-by-step directions on how to disable.
Oh, okay.
See, that whole internet thing and the resources and archiving and stuff like that, it's going to work.
Yeah, that, you just made it way too easy.
It is too easy. It's like a moment in time captured just for you, Joe.
How did they get in there? I'm kind of curious about that because I run the McAfee and the Guardian.
Messenger service comes with Windows.
It's a component built into Windows. Let's say you were at a corporate network.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm your network administrator and you're one of 500 machines in 3 offices.
And I need you all to get out right now.
And I need to shut the server down.
Okay.
In the old days, I'd go door by door, right, Leah? Remember this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Joe, we need to turn the server down.
You'd pay. You'd do those.
Okay.
Attention, our employees. Please close out of all applications immediately.
I mean, come on.
I'm wondering if we're talking about the same thing.
Yes, the Windows.
This is a company trying to sell you.
Yes.
Yeah, they're using something that's built into Windows already there.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, they're not talking about MSN Messenger.
Right.
It's completely different.
That tool that they're using was intended for administrative purposes.
Sure. So
they figured out because you don't have a firewall, they can reach across the internet and tap that little messenger program in your computer. Because your messenger program is alive and well and alert and waiting for somebody to send it a message.
And you're on a big network. It's called the internet.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if you turn that off, then they can no longer tap you on the shoulder.
Well, I'm just going to, instead of letting them tap me on the shoulder, I'm going to turn around and clock them between the eyes.
Yeah, there you go.
We like that.
I'm really tired of it.
Don't ever respond. Actually, read the column because there's three different types of pop-ups out there. We give you tips on how to fight them all.
You give them the Linux right.
What?
He knows what I'm talking about.
All right, Joe.
Excellent.
Check it out.
Thanks a lot.
All right, good luck.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
He said reach out and pop them between the eyes. That's the Linux right, isn't it? Bing!
How much time do we have?
All right. So you don't hear music yet, do you?
Hey, Leah, how long have you been working on computers?
Basically all my job history.
From the beginning?
Yeah, 5 years, something like that.
In the beginning.
5 years. You didn't start back when you were 11, like Adam?
Yeah. Any common misconceptions, hoaxes? What are some of the things in your five-year career that you've seen that are pretty obvious? Pretty obviously, people aren't listening.
I think recently people think that they need the screensaver running to stop their computer from the burn-in on their monitor. You hear that a lot.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't happen anymore with the CRTs.
Yeah, the multicolored displays. The old monochrome monitors definitely had that. But, yeah, that's a very common misconception. Oh, I have to save my screen.
Yeah, screensavers used to be something useful. Now they're just pretty pictures that slow your computer down.
They carry viruses quite often.
Yeah, actually, it's a whole industry predicated on a lie. And then people download these things thinking, oh, I want this cool aquarium thing going. And
that way it saves my screen, man.
And what actually happens is it bogs the whole system down. And
it's actually all those fancy, you know, screensavers actually put a load on your processor.
Unless you use the one that's built into Windows and tell it to go to blank screen.
You know what the best screensaver is?
Yes.
Use your index finger and
yes.
Turn off your monitor's power.
But how do you turn it back on?
Same index finger, same power button.
Oh, whoa, dude.
You might have to wiggle your mouse to wake it up.
Whoa.
You never know.
Do Macintosh computers have this problem?
Man, calm yourself down. It's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR. Still have lots and lots of show to go, including our Geek Speak of the Week, our WebAttack.com free download of the week, and your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. Back after the news.